talking about being up to date. Hope everybody had a fantastic, despite John Cena breaking our hearts, hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Nice little Texas Independence Day yesterday and a wild weekend, boy, that started with a presidential throwdown in the Oval Office. I hear rumors.
Yeah, it was all over the news.
Rumors are that it's going to be Zelensky versus Trump at WrestleMania next month to decide it all.
I got no idea.
Only one will take the title.
That's exciting.
We'll have the Donald, by the way, on the show tomorrow at 7:50. Yeah, right before a State of the Union address tomorrow night. As for the other things that happen, well, let's get you caught up here on your Monday morning headlines. Stuff that happened over the weekend, like Saturday. Speaking of, President Donald Trump signed on Saturday an executive order that designates English as the official language of the United States of America. This had been pushed, finally got through as, it was an executive order. It had come up in the Senate over the years, time and time again, and it never quite got all that far. But the order allows government agencies and organizations that receive federal funding to choose whether to continue to offer documents and services in languages other than English. They say it will streamline things and communication and also reinforce, quote, national values, creating a more cohesive and efficient society. Well, they definitely wanted to use the English language right there on that particular quote.
Very wordy.
More than 30 states have already passed laws designating it English, the official language. And we as a show will do our best to speak it as best we possibly can.
That's kind of a stretch.
As best as we possibly can.
Breaking news!
We'll try.
Congratulations to Elon Musk, who welcomed his 14th child to the world recently.
That's just such a miraculous thing.
Mm-hmm. Mom is Neuralink executive Siobhan Zylus. This is their fourth child together. The little one's name is Selden Lekrugus.
Of course it is.
Also revealed their third is called Siobhan Zylus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's...
Yeah,
wait,
I won't get that.
I don't understand, yeah. So if you think this is contrary to the conservative values movement... Hmm. He says, no, he's personally trying to combat the falling birth rates in America. Elon, doing your part.
Well, he certainly is hands-on.
Oh, dear.
To America right
Very efficient.
Does he know their names? Scientists over the weekend revealed in the UK they have created a new variety of banana that stays fresh for 12 hours after being peeled. The bananas are expected to actually launch later this month in several countries, including the United States and Canada. And even, they say, with the 24 hours, this new variety of banana will have 30% less browning than a traditional banana.
How did they make this happen? Like, that makes me a little nervous.
What they did is they made changes to the banana's existing genes by disabling the ones that create the whole enzyme that browns the bananas.
Mm.
So that also means that they researchers in the UK did this. They obviously don't have a Department of Doge because they're still doing research like this. By the way, they're not able to sell these in Britain, where the scientists are based. Because Britain currently bans the sale of genetically engineered
modified
plants and fruits. So congratulations to them.
So it started blowing up the social feeds on Saturday afternoon. Terrifying rumors that shots were fired inside the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, where they were holding the NCAA All-Star National Championships. Oh my gosh, these poor parents and kiddos and... You know, everyone alike. No, it was not that. But it was a big skirmish between two parents. Several poles were knocked down as the result of the fight. This made a huge noise. Panic ensued. Everyone stampeded outside. Now, thank heavens that no one was killed in the incident. But 10 people injured. They then resumed again yesterday morning.
Yeah, I've looked over. I can't. There's not a report on exactly what the parents were fighting about. But you have to know at a cheerleading giant convention that that's probably the most interesting part of the story.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
It's almost like people aren't cheering to really, you know, help one another.
I wonder if somebody just didn't thank somebody enough.
MAGA.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So on the local front, another North Texas school district, this one in our area, in Tarrant County, is switching to a four-day week.
Oh, no.
Kennedale ISD. Just down the road, 35 is the latest to make the switch. And they will be moving to the four-day school week next school year. They're actually going to switch it in the spring semester coming up of the 2025-2026 year, which is an interesting time to do that there as well. So it'll be a Tuesday through Friday thing. The school days will be 15 minutes longer. That'll meet the state requirements on that. I'm assuming, you know, check the box for funding. Also, elsewhere in North Texas, Ponder said they're going to do that too. So Sanger has done it. Mineral Wells, you've been in it. Love to hear how that's going for you guys. Also, Hillsboro down on the southern stretch of our Hank listening area. The four-day, now, no word as if the parents' employers will be switching likewise to a four-day work week.
Yeah.
But that would be kind of helpful to go and
just glad no parents really have to work and worry about that.
That's fine. Everybody's good. And then finally, the city of Fort Worth announced that starting today, they will be replacing cast iron water mains throughout downtown. This will start today, and it will take roughly about 2 years to finish. These are outdated, some of them dating back into the early 1900s. So as you saw around the area, they've got these, they're like ready to position them. The road closed signs and getting ready right here.
No, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No. So they'll be starting that here downtown Fort Worth. The outdated, and they say heavily just falling apart, cast iron water mains.
That does explain a lot about the building's plumbing around here.
And the after effects of maybe
our
apologies.
It's all your fault.
To everybody involved.
MAGA.
Sorry.
And family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with
Hank FM.